This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the Evicted Fight On. The highlight of the first day of the Organizers Forum and Acorn International meetings in Douala, Cameroon, was a visit to the Bapenda neighborhood where we met with an organization of the evicted. Their story was wrenching. In 1986, 30 years ago, 908 families were evicted along a roadway near where we were meeting. A state-owned utility wanted to expand their right-of-way along the roadway for more power line construction. They exercised eminent domain. They signed an agreement on an assessment of 1.7 billion Cameroonian francs. They were then evicted. 30 years have passed and have not received a single franc for either their property or the promised relocation payments. What was the law then? We were told the law at the time allowed eminent domain, of course, but required that the payments be made before the evictions were implemented. The government was difficult to challenge at the time. It was not until 1996, 10 years later, as we had heard in the morning from a policy researcher based in the capital, Yaoundé, that the government, under pressure from France, along with the World Bank and IMF, reportedly required some concessions be made in the freedom of association and freedom of expression in this far from democratic country. In 2014, the leadership of the evicted organization told our delegation they began to reorganize an association once again. They had a list of the 908, but had only been able to successfully contact and enlist 158 or so in the organization now. Many had died. Many were whereabouts unknown. Some relatives had risen to be lawyers and even judges, but surprised them by rebuffing their efforts for their families. Before, they had been thwarted when they were unable to get the government to legally register their association, thereby allowing the government to refuse to hear their pleas for restitution. This time, they were allowed to charter. They'd been to Yaoundé several times to demonstrate and meet with various ministers of the government about their situation. They'd collected promises, but little else despite their protest. They were now being asked to provide their own assessment, independent of the relocation cost or the value of their homes and land after 30 years. Not surprisingly, they lacked the resources to pay for such an evaluation. Anecdotally, they knew of some lands in the area that had increased 12 times in value over the period, which would push their assessment towards 20 billion Cameroonian francs if they were able to make it happen. We asked if there were any situation that was unique and if there were others in the same situation. They told us there were 12 other evicted groups. In fact, we are meeting with a forum that five have come together to form in order to push for the compensation they're owed. They wanted some story of hope. We discussed the Wilbur Mills freeway fight Acorn had led more than 40 years ago and continue to fight even now. Keep in mind that 1.7 billion Cameroonian francs would equal $2,891,485. Not a huge sum even then, and less than $3,000 per family approximately. Now it might be more than $30 million to settle, but a debt is a debt, and to your citizens it should be an obligation. We asked if they had any legal recourse. We could not get a clear answer. There seemed to be no agreement on the rule of law. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.